Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Catherine was saying she's not had a great day, and I'm saying we weren't muted, were we? Who said muted? Matty did. Time him out. This Christmas present is so good. I can't sit on it until December the 24th, it will be, that I would see you. And also, we may not... Who knows what's going to happen because of the lockers down us.
Oh, no.
So, I was wondering, and you can say no if you want, can I give you your Christmas present now?
Oh.
But then I'll buy you another Christmas present. Also, I'm just thinking... There's so much, everything. Oh, BAPT, 3-tier sub. Thank you, tier 3. That means he's not allowed to get his hair cut or go, but he can go to a gym. Everything's so crappy and miserable. Why wait till Christmas for a really nice present? Why not have it now? And I get you another Christmas present for Christmas.
You don't have to get me another Christmas present.
Okay, I won't.
It'd be nice if you did.
Okay, I won't. Would you like the present now? It's in the boot of my car. It's not wrapped.
Should we ask the chat?
The chat are going to say yes because they're nosy effers. I'm going to get it. It's a nice thing and you're a nice person. You've helped me. I didn't use drugs at the weekends, guys. Peace. You've helped me stay clean. Things are crap at the moment.
I'm going to cry.
Well, it's a massive dildo.
I'm going to wince and cry.
Let me go and get it. It's in the boot of my car. Hang on a minute.
Oh. See, I feel, right, there's a part of me that feels a bit wrong about having a Christmas present before Christmas. But I don't think there are normal rules apply, do they? 2020? What do you reckon? All right, well.
It's just, everything is so crap at the moment. And it's, we can wait, you know, 6 weeks or 7 weeks to get some magic. Or you could have a little bit of magic now.
What's he got me?
That is for you.
What is it? Oh!
I love you. It's not personalised. Oh, I love you. You've been brilliant. And I've been a bit of a shit friend recently, so...
Thank you so much. That's brilliant.
It's a picture of a cock. And she she loves cock.
It's like...
But it's signed, you see.
Yeah.
Signed by Almaldova. I love you. I've been such a lousy
thank
friend.
Thank you. That's really thoughtful. Thank you.
I love you, honey. It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really not personalised, I'm afraid.
It's so cool, though.
But it's brilliant, isn't it?
It's so cool.
Oh, that's the price of the frame. That's just the price of the frame. That's not the price of the thing.
What a thing.
I don't want to wait for Christmas for that. Have that now.
Thank you. That's really sweet.
That's okay.
Thank you.
Yes, man. Oh. Can someone clip that up until the bit where I say clip that? And that will get us viral.
Oh.
You've had a lousy time. I've been a bit rubbish, so thank you for helping me stay clean and save my life again.
Thank you.
So I've saved my life.
I didn't do it for posters. it's well, a pretty good one.
You got posters.
Thank you.
Is it all right? Do you like
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and you thought about me. That's that makes a big difference. Thank you so much.
I did try and find a way of getting a personalised one, and I couldn't. I couldn't. So I bought a signed one.
Oh, man.
Just thought it looked really wicked.
It's so cool. Thank you very much.
Okay, there we go. Right, on that... now, why can't we hear... There we go. Oh, there we go. We can hear us. On that bombshell, shall we open the phone lines?
Yeah.
Yes, man. 0203-286-6370. This is the late night alternative. It's the only phone-in show on Skype. If you're in the UK, you can call us 0203-286-6370. Catherine, I didn't do it for Boasting Boyle, says Pete. You've been. I didn't use drugs at the weekend, and there were loads of. I had loads of things in place to protect me, and you were the main one. And you had my WhatsApp location, and we kept WhatsApping each other and FaceTiming each other. It was WhatsApp video call. We say FaceTime because that's just kind of become the accepted thing. It wasn't FaceTime. I haven't got Apple. Neither of us got Apple.
So we're free now.
So we couldn't FaceTime. So we WhatsApp and. You know, you were brilliant. So I just thought
you were brilliant. You did it.
I didn't do any drugs. Thank you, everyone. I know people were like praying and all of that great stuff. So thank you. Whoa, BAPT 5,000 bits. Thank you. Thank you, brother. But can we get a shout out for BAPT, who's got his own channel now? But Paul, thank you.
Matty Stevo, plot twist: Catherine used drugs
again. Did you? Were you holding? And it's just everything is so grey, isn't it? Let's have some colour.
Yeah.
Let's have some colour. My youngest is really missing me at the moment. I don't quite know what to do. And I went over on Sunday and had a great 2 hours. I was his Pokemon chauffeur, and so we just drove around while he was collecting Pokemon and he loved it. It was both of them were there. And I said, "You tell me where to go, I'll go." And when we got a KFC as well and all that, I said, "You tell me where to go, we'll go. Can we wait here for 5 minutes?" I said, "Because there's a battle." I said, "There's a raid." I said, "Well, we can wait here for 5 minutes, but I know if we drive around the block, we'll be back here in 4 minutes and we'll still catch some other..." Really? Yes, do it. It was great. But there's something not quite right. He's really missing me at the moment. And I don't quite know what I can do. And I'm just aware that...
My youngest is very emotional at the moment. Like, very, very small things. Like, tonight, that's why I got a phone call before the show started.
Right.
Phone rang. Have you moved her tablet? I said, "No, I haven't had it." She says you have. She's getting very upset. You know, and it's small stuff that normally is just like, you know, it's in the house somewhere. Oh,
we have a... Can we come back to... We got a call from a Frenchman. Bonjour, monsieur.
Bonjour.
Hello. No, it's just me.
Oh, it's great you've grown a tash. You grew that quickly. We saw you last week.
Oh, is it because it's Movember?
It's Movember, and
he's
I'm
cured,
doing my bit.
One of the cancers.
Testicles
cancer.
Oh, dear.
Hello, so, it looks like Freddie Mercury, isn't it?
Yeah. He's an influence, what can
isn't
I say?
He? He's an influence before we even had the word influencer.
Do you know, Kenny Everett played Bohemian Rhapsody 12 times before it was released. And that was on the same show.
Yeah. Did he get in trouble for that?
Yeah, and that was like a major reason why it was a big hit, I think.
Because it's a crappy record.
It is a crappy record, but thanks to him, we still sing it today.
Hang on a minute.
At this time of year.
There we go. how can we help thee, Dredge?
No, just... something, an interesting thing happened today.
Oh! Okay, well, here we go.
Yeah.
It was Dredge. It was Dredge all along.
So my mum, like, lives in sheltered housing. There's lots of flats and stuff like that. And
by the way, I think I've got fleas. So if you see me scratch, genuinely, I think I've got fleas at the moment. So I'm sorry.
Who hasn't?
Here we go. Continue, so, if you play.
Yeah, so the oven broke. So she phoned the bloke up to come round. He said, "I come round between 9 and 1. So 9 o'clock, no. 10 o'clock, no. 11 o'clock, no. 12, no. 1, no. 2, nothing. 3, nothing. 4, nothing. So she phones me up and says, "This bloke hasn't come round yet." I said, "Well, phone the company up, see what's going on." 5 o'clock, nothing. So she phones up the company. And then Mum phones me back. She says, the man did come round, but he went to the wrong flat, fixed their oven, and then went home.
No! That's amazing! Those lucky, lucky other people! How many ovens are broke in this place? What is going on?
And the other thing is, how is this talent contest thing going to work? The performance ring online thing.
Over to Catherine.
What's going to happen is we'll have a list of people because people will tell us that they want to come on beforehand, right? And then, I don't know, we'll arrange Zoom calls with them. Is that how we're going
to
do it?
Well, people will be able to call in on the night. It would be nice to have a few up our sleeve.
Yeah.
Especially Wednesday,
if they're time consuming.
Wednesday, November the 18th, it is happening. Short films, songs, people pushing wheelbarrows around, people.
That sounds ridiculous.
People doing the words to Michael Jackson's Thriller, the talky bit.
Yeah.
All of that stuff, anything goes. Anything goes.
It's less talent than talent.
Yeah. We just want people fannying about for 3 hours, to be honest. Wednesday the 18th, there is a cash prize. First prize at the moment is £250.
So...
Blimey, that's better than talk radio, isn't it?
It's a silly competition, but some serious money.
You know, there'll be someone watching this, right, who's like their school is going to be closed down unless they can raise £250 really quickly. And they'll be going, we're just going to have to let the school close down. What did they say? Hey, quick, let's start a band. That's the plot of every good film I've ever seen.
You're not going to be in it, Steve. You're rubbish. Oh, yeah?
And Steve wins it. Steve starts his own school.
If I win the 250, I'm keeping it, just to let you know.
Okay. By the way, Matty says if Janelle enters, she'll win. Well, no, not necessarily, because this is the pube in the honey.
Pardon?
You, not you, John.
No.
You, the viewer, Catherine and I will whittle it down to our five favourite. Yeah. I think this sounds fair.
Yeah.
We'll whittle it down to our five or eight favourite, depending on how many enter. You vote.
Decide. Yeah.
You decide.
Not
you, Dredge.
Okay, well,
I did say that, and then I know I broke away, so it could have been confusing.
But actually, yeah, amongst others, you do get your say. So.
No, well, everyone decides apart from Dredge. That's
the one
caveat, that he is not allowed to be any of the judge.
I didn't get the terms or conditions.
No, T's or C's. I heard an advert on the radio the other day, and it annoys me because, you know, they abbreviate terms and conditions to T's and C's.
Yes.
Well, this advert, and I've heard it several times, abbreviated it to T and C's. So there's only one term? Don't forget, term and conditions.
What is the difference?
What?
What's the difference between terms and conditions? Is there one? Why doesn't it just say terms? Why doesn't it just say conditions?
There are conditions.
To the terms.
Yeah. Anyway. I'm going to cut you off now, Drake, because you're making my brain melt. Thank you very much indeed.
Goodbye.
Someone says, is Nigel allowed to enter? Not really. I tell you why, because...
He'll want calling back.
Because it's going to be... Ideally, you're going to have PayPal or at least a bank account so that we can transfer the winnings over. God. And Ian, I ain't going around there and giving him cash.
You want it in fivers.
0203-286-6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. That's happening Wednesday, November the 18th. I recorded my kids doing some speaky stuff. Should I play you what I recorded them doing?
Yeah.
I'm going to edit it. Where did I save it? Save it. Let's do... here we go. So I'm going to... You should be able to hear this.
Ooh, a talent show.
I said a talent show.
Again.
Ooh, a talent show. I said a talent show.
I mean fashion show. No, not fashion, that's clothes, isn't it?
No, not fashion, that's clothes, isn't it?
Which is the one where it's dancing and being an idiot?
Which is the one where it's being dancing and being an idiot?
Oh, that's talent.
Oh, that's a talent.
November the 18th on Twitch.
November the 18th on Twitch.
You wait. Sounds like nothing now. You let me do a little bit of magic. That is going to be the trail of the century, guys.
That's how they do Peppa Pig, isn't it?
Well,
they get the kids to copy.
Oh, is it? It's a great way of getting them to do stuff. And then I've got this brother doing stuff. They were talking for ages, and I'm just going to mix it all up, make a nice little advert. I'm going to put a lot of time and love into this advert. You wait. It is going to be the greatest thing you, my little pudding pie, and you sad sacks have ever seen. We're not starting the show until we get 1,000 subs.
What are we on now?
I think we're on about, I think we've had about 15.
Okay.
We've had Hunty, is careful, Hunty, Yasmin, not Jasmine, Del Stokes, BAPT, 5,000 bits. My God. My God, Miss James.
You, sir, are something else.
Anile. Midget B, loads of, this is great. Sharples, this is it. This is November. It's a new month. I want this month to be the month that we
is
do
it. Supposed to be a wee echo on you there.
There's no echo on me.
There is.
No.
Shh,
no. Don't say yeah when I'm waiting for the echo. No. It's gone. No. Yes. No. Yes. No. Yes, they can't hear the echo. It's only us that can hear it.
Well, it's maddening.
0203 286 6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. I'm still six adverts, FFS. I can't hear a thing that's going on. Surly, we can allow that. But we do 6 minutes of adverts every hour. If you sub, you generally miss the advert. Sometimes, occasionally, it sneaks through. But if you sub, you miss the adverts. You should do anyway. If you don't, that's Twitch's fault. But yeah, we do 6 minutes of adverts every hour. So three chunks of 2 minutes, which isn't that bad. I don't think it warrants an FFS.
No.
I don't think it's an FFS.
Because here's the thing. Someone's got to pay us.
This is our job. This pays to feed our kids, pays our mortgage. This is our job. If you're unhappy with that, then you can. Then this isn't for you, because there will be 6 minutes of adverts in every hour. That's just the way it works. You know, when you watch like TV, there's adverts in it. Yeah, I get the need for adverts. The FFS, I was just frustrated. I couldn't hear what you were saying. Well, there's adverts.
Ooh, well, I take that as a great compliment.
Thank you. Daniel's... Oh, I watched I shit myself
Daniel's
up.
Stride Vlogs.
Okay, I hope you are doing well. I'm a lot better. I'm a lot better today, so thank you.
Good news.
Halloween night... So we took the boys back, managed to stay clean all day, watched the end of Manhattan Murder Mystery, and I thought, it's about 9 o'clock, Halloween night. I've got a choice here. I have got fleas.
Oof, mate.
Well, no, that's not fleas.
That's Scratchington's.
That's just a scratch, that's not fleas. Thank you, Dog Walking Dude, and Alex. So I thought, I'm going to watch a horror film. I'm going to watch a scary film. I'm going to say it's Halloween. I'm going to watch a scary film, right? Now, I'm going to say a film, and a load of you go, oh, well, that's not scary. Well, I know what. Why don't you jog on? It scared me, right? Because a lot of the scaring, TTVI Free Flow, and this is the message that was banned. I did anal to your wife, but they've put a rude word in there. What a potty mouth.
Apparently she's there. And you did it.
What a potty mouth. I'm not married, so I don't know whose wife you did it to.
I'm
mine.
Not his wife. And
no.
I wouldn't let you anywhere near it.
So
banned.
Well done. Why? Hang on a minute. Gatford only timed... Oh, no. Who did Gatford time out? How come no one timed him out?
No, that was just held auto mod.
Azza says, of course I don't have an issue with adverts, but here's two things I've learned. When you say a sentence like that, everything before but
is bullshit.
Is bullshit. And also, I've found a really good counselling podcast where people learn to be counsellors, and it's a gestalt thing. If again, it's the same thing. The thing before but, that's not. So it's like,
I love you, but
yeah,
you drive me nuts.
Yeah, I really want to go on holiday, but I just can't afford it. You just can't afford it is the thing. Oh, so you've got issues around money. No, I didn't mean it like that. Well, but you said it. I'm just trying to look at it from other people's points of view. But don't look at it from other people's points of view. That's no.
That's you trying to be a mind reader, and that will drive you absolutely cuckoo.
Honestly, I don't have an issue with adverts, but it is a little unusual for a Twitch stream.
Yeah.
But if it's not an issue to you, as I'm not having a go. I'm not having a go. Gatford, I'm going to call you back in a second. I'm not having a go. I haven't had a haircut. Actually, I've just done it slightly differently. If it's not an issue to you, don't mention it.
But also, let me explain why it's unusual. We're the first people, we're among the first people Twitch has actually hired. So in order to pay our wages, they have to make the money somewhere. We're not just doing it as a kind of side thing. This is our main hustle and we're being paid for it. And that's how it works.
This is our job. And also there's going to be more adverts in Twitch. They're going to introduce more adverts anyway. That's by the by. So the film I watched was VHS.
Right.
And it's not.
What does VHS actually stand for?
Very high. I would guess.
Video?
Video hire service. I would say very high. What does VHS stand for, guys? Anyone know? VHS, very high. Because video home system, thank you.
Uh-huh.
So I watched it, right? And it's... It shit me up, man. I'm watching it and I'm thinking, why did I watch that? And it's all about...
Is it a slasher?
There's some slash in it. It's all found footage. It's one of these found footage things. And it's kind of like, it's what we call a portmanteau.
No.
Yeah, it is actually.
Is it?
Yeah,
it is. So you said that was a word that was a combination of two others.
It's a combination. No, it's a portmanteau. Or you could call it an anthology, but portmanteau works. And it was bloody horrible. Mm. There was one that wasn't very good, the one in the woods. As a thank you for the gift. The rest of it was bloody horrible. And it's all about people breaking into houses and filming it secretly on video. And I live on my own.
No.
And it was scary, man. It was scary. I didn't enjoy it at all.
I decided that Halloween was the time to watch a film on my own as well. And I decided to watch Ghost Stories, which is the film incarnation of that Andy Nyman play we went to see, which shat me up before it even began. Mm. So what could possibly go wrong? Well, I fell asleep in front of it, the quiet bit at the beginning, and was awoken by the scary bit. And it was just that moment between sleep and reality where I kind of awoke with a, oh, yeah, go.
It was good. I was scared because I genuinely thought I was never going to see another film that would scare me again. And it really made me uncomfortable.
You didn't like Wreck, did you?
Oh, the first Wreck is a masterpiece. The second Wreck...
They made another?
They made loads. The second one is really good. The first one's a masterpiece.
Yeah.
You watched it, didn't you?
Yeah, and I told my Spanish friend that I'd watched it. I said, have you seen Wreck? She went, yeah. I said, yeah, I just watched it. She went, what, on your own? Are you insane?
Yeah. First one's a masterpiece. Second one's really good, but they changed the mythology a bit. And I've not even bothered after that. Apparently they're rubbish.
Well, you know what's coming, don't you?
Well, in one of them, like the monster escape, or where, you know, the spirit, whatever it is, escapes the building and there's a wedding and stuff. And But one and two.
My God.
Well worth the entrance.
That Ghost Stories is on iPlayer at the moment, if you fancy catching it, flipping it, what a thing. It's not what you think it's going to be. It's one of those.
I do like a scary film. We should watch. Stay tonight and watch a scary film. Watch Vacancy.
I've got to take the kids to school in the morning. Otherwise, you know.
Well, then stay up all night. I've got some cocaine. watch Vacancy.
Oh.
Vacancy's good. Vacancy's like it is a torture porn.
It's mindless, is it?
Yeah.
I don't really like that sort of stuff. I prefer the psychological.
Well, there's psychologicals in it. Will you and Catherine? It's a good question, Mick.
Yeah.
Will you and Catherine still be able to work together after lockdown, or will it have to be remotely?
Well,
we think so.
Because if you have to go to work,
there is
go to work, right?
Well, this, well, no, this is work, okay? So this isn't socialising. I cannot stand the B. But the boil, I meant. I didn't mean.
All right, okay. Yeah, next bit of the thought, please. Doesn't involve anyone being a bee.
Right, a boil. So, you're allowed to go to work, but the way it's been phrased is only go to work if you can't work from home.
Yeah.
Now, you can work from home. So...
it won't be as good, but technically we could. The other thing is that I'm your support bubble. So if I was your support bubble before, surely I still am.
Yeah. Teb1 says the lockdown is barely a lockdown anyway. What the fuck?
Well, exactly. From what I could work out, it was kind of just, you're not, you know, we said go to the pub if you can go to the pub and support the pubs and like go to restaurants and stuff. Could you stop doing that now, please? Because it's quite germy. Also, you know, we said go and spend your money in actual shops. Could you stop doing
that? Why are we even talking about this?
Well, because we're trying to work out.
Who cares?
What the rules are.
People come here to escape this kind of stuff. People come here to have fun. They're not having fun.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at Burrow.com/ACAST. That's Burrow.com/ACAST. Burrow.com/ACAST.
Right, so Gatford called in. We're going to call Gatford back.
God, you know you're in trouble when Gatford is the flipping escape hatch.
Good evening.
What?
Oh, get that out of cheese. Crikey. Don't call into a calling show, will you? Greetings.
By the way, Mutation 555 says, I have to go to the dentist on November the 18th. Oh, no, you don't.
But they won't pick me.
They might use one of those hands on a, like, a scissor.
Edward Scissorhands found guilty.
Oh, no.
Wharton got away with it. Well, anyway.
Did you see Twitter? I don't think he's got away with much.
As if the world didn't need a bit more brightening this morning. Permission to say something controversial, Governor and Governess.
I
feel like this is somehow, I don't like giving you permission to do this sort of stuff, but do it. Do it anyway.
I don't like Halloween.
Is that because is that because of your Christian beliefs?
There's a bit of it to do with that. That's right. Say 50%. 50% is I don't like scary movies or being scared.
Yep.
I don't like dressing up, and I don't like people coming around and trying to get me to eat sweets because of, you know, diabetes and toast.
That's not how trick and treat works, mate. Trick or treat, as we call it over here. They don't come round to try and make you eat sweets. They come round to try and persuade you to give them sweets. If you've just been open the door, there's two little kids with a sheet over them, the eyes cut out, going, trick or treat, mister. And you go, all right, treat. And then you eat a packet of Haribo in front of them and then shut the door. You've been doing it wrong.
Although, I get the impression you'd quite like that.
Well, the problem is I'm aware of how trick or treat works. And the problem is that I would have to buy the sweets to give the sweets out. And in between the buying and the giving, they might not all make it.
I gotcha. I know what you mean.
There is a bit, sorry, about, you know, and I didn't do any of this beforehand because I don't want to be one of those people that goes, oh, you shouldn't believe in Halloween and all that.
So you're going to do it now instead, now we've all had a nice time.
Yeah, no, because it's come up and you're talking about scary movies.
Yeah, go on.
But do you not think that we have kind of taken the American and turned it into a bit of a Christmas thing, like
Catherine,
a lot of kids now.
Gatford, you're about to get your butt spanked. Catherine, please.
I know.
You deliver it to him.
The Americans took our Celtic festival.
I understand. I'm saying is they are the ones that have popularised trick and trick-or-treating and dressing up and making a show of Halloween.
No, they haven't. It was done before. It was done before in the olden times. People used to do it. So, no, they haven't. You know, they've maybe, you know, Hallmark maybe made cards for it. And, yeah, okay, it's been in movies and stuff. Movies rather than films.
It's a European thing.
But, yeah.
It's European.
And like Christmas, it was a pagan festival that was adopted by the Christians. It became All Hallows Eve.
So get your filthy Christian hands off of our All Hallows Eve.
But now people go around, they either dress up in whatever they
want. What is wrong with kids having a good time? What is wrong? Shut your face. Why are you so against kids having a little bit of fun? There's a fucking coronavirus on. People are fucking dying. Kids have got fucking fun to go. Let them have a bit of fun, you miserable.
For the most part, they didn't go out this year anyway. I didn't see very many. They certainly didn't come round our house. And actually, it's done in a very civilised way where I live. If you've got a pumpkin in the window, it suggests you're up for it and people will call round. If you haven't, you get left alone. And it's little kids.
Round my way, where I live, a lot of... I've heard about 16 houses that had their sweets stolen by older kids. They took them all to the park and ate them.
Well...
They took advantage of some people saying, let's leave kids out, let's leave sweets out for little kids, not the other way around.
Of course they did, because that's what some kids will do.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that the rest of the kids, you know, screw those guys, they should all stay in.
Doc Nader says, it used to be only kids dressed up, now it's geared to adults. What insane bullshit planet are you living on? What do you mean? So it's adults going around trick or treating. Are you nuts?
Adults tend to dress up now.
Because it's adult fun.
No.
Adult parties. What? So they're dressed up as blooming Batman and blooming Skellington and they're having it off.
Not adult.
Give me a monster quickly.
Freddy Monster.
With Freddy Monster's dick in their mouths.
God, I'm glad I said Freddy Monster, not Eddie Monster, because
he's
Monster
a boy.
Was a kid.
He's a boy.
Who's Freddy Monster? Anyway, never mind.
Yeah.
Look, I just don't like it, and I don't like fireworks night. Can we just skip to Christmas?
You can. Bye-bye. God, there's so little joy at the moment. Let people enjoy themselves in a very quiet, restricted way. FFS.
I used to be a bit... It's fun. It's fun. And the thing with Halloween as well, you can opt out.
Yeah.
Most, as far as I'm aware, most people respect the rule of if... there's no decorations in the window, no pumpkin, and the lights in the front of the house are off, they won't knock on the door.
Yeah.
I get, you know, how some people could be scared if there are people knocking on the door repeatedly and stuff, but just deal with it.
My mum flipping looks forward to it for weeks and weeks beforehand. She really, really looks forward to it, to the point where she's disappointed if she doesn't get loads of kids going around there.
David, 39881, calm down. You're asking a lot of questions, okay? Now, I was going to answer that question. You're asking a lot of questions over and again. I was going to answer that question until you shouted at me. Have you seen it? So, because of you shouting at me, I'm not going to answer the question. Amy, who is one of the mods, I'd like you to call in, please, because she says her talent is beating me at the yes-no game. That's simply not true. So, Amy, I'd like you to call in if you can work out how to use bloody Skype or a phone, because you're a knob. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number. If you don't like Halloween, then you are a bit of a miserable get. Also, I don't get the... I respect the Christian thing. I certainly respect the Christian thing more than I would have done maybe even 5 years ago. But I don't get it in connection with Halloween, because it's not, you're not praising the devil. You are celebrating literary creations. You're celebrating Frankenstein, and you're celebrating Dracula, and, you know, books that were written 150 years ago. That's what you're celebrating.
Right, yeah.
You're not celebrating, as far as I'm aware, Beelzebub, our Lord Beelzebub,
But that's not how some churches see it, right?
Why can't I...
For example...
Hang on, where's my echo? Where's my echo?
Oh, we need the echo, do we?
Where's my echo?
For example...
Yes.
I had a phone call, you know, we didn't do trick-or-treating this year, but my daughter wanted to, like, play spooky games with her friends on Zoom, right?
Yep.
So we invited about four kids, and one of them... Their mum gave me a ring.
What's an id?
An id? The id?
Yeah. It's like ego, super
the ego.
And you are invited... You invited fork ids. It's like the two... What are those two pricks called? The two bastards. What are they called? Two old bastards. Yeah, I like four of those candles, please. Four candles? No, four of those candles. What do you mean, four candles for forks?
One of these days.
No, I'll have four of them candles, please.
One of these days.
I'll have four of them candles, please. Oh, you want four candles for candles for fork? Don't blame me. Blame the specky eight eyes.
You didn't let me tell my story before. Now you're cutting me off again.
All right.
And then
afterwards
you go, oh, Kath, I want you to talk more.
I don't want you to talk more. I've never said that.
Anyway, yeah, so we invited all these... Stop licking. Don't even pretend. Flick the end.
Oh, flick my lick.
I have another injury to go with that.
I'll have fork candles, please.
Anyway, one of the kids' parents disagreed with the idea on the basis of their
strong... Well, it's just a silly pun. I disagree with it. I wouldn't bring Jesus into two Ronnie's.
She did. Jesus was very much there. So I just said, it's all good. I invited the child. I suspected that might be the case because I seem to remember something about it the year before. I invited, no judgment there. She said, no judgment from me either. And I was thinking, not judge me.
Only your God can judge me. No, only my God can judge you.
I don't got one.
No, hang on. I tell you what I watched today, because I hadn't watched it. I hadn't watched it since it came out, and I watched it on a bootleg hooky DVD.
Yeah.
And the picture, all I remember about it was the picture was all washed out.
Debbie Does Dallas.
I'm going to act a movie. I've seen that. I've seen Debbie Does Dallas, right? And there's a
Does she?
Yeah. But they have this... This was the first time... that I learned that in the 1970s, women's sanitary products were worn with a strap, with a belt.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it. And they wear them in Debbie Does Dallas, the most unerotic film. I watched the film, right?
My auntie Linda made fairy hammocks out of those.
Oh, Jesus. So here's the thing. So this is, you'll guess what film I'm watching, okay?
Oh. I know this.
What film am I watching there?
Was it that?
Oh, it was all of it. It was everything that I was doing.
Do it
there.
Again.
Go.
Do Debbie Does Dallas.
Minority Report.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Well, I'd seen it, and I'd seen it on a hooky DVD, and the picture was all washed out.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched it today.
Yeah, make more sense, did it?
Well, the picture was all washed out. It turns out that was the effect.
Oh, blimey.
That was the effect they were going for.
He had a filter on.
I don't. He did. He put a really filter on. It's very... it's very, very... Harsh is back. Welcome back, Harsh. It's very, very green screeny. Very green screeny.
Well, in a certain time, they discovered that thing and then they couldn't leave it alone, could they?
Very green screeny. And I'm going to say it. I like Tom Cruise. I like him. I like his movies. I like his style. No nonsense. I like to imagine when I'm watching a Tom Cruise film, you know, in Laurel and Hardy, they're always Laurel and Hardy, right? Mm. If they're in like the war, if they're in the Foreign Legion, if they're at Oxford, Chumps at Oxford is a great film. They're always Stan Laurel and Oliver Hardy, right? Yeah. Just indifferent. And that's the joke, mm-hmm. is it's these
it
two
certainly
people.
Certainly is.
Thank you. And so I always imagine that Tom Cruise is Tom Cruise. Because he is. In every movie, he's the same guy. We did this with The Rock the other day when me and the boys, the first night we watched The Tower, which is about a giant tower that's on fire and he has to rescue his film.
Right.
Then we watched Rampage, which is about these giant animals knocking down Chicago. Yeah. And I said to the boys, right, imagine he's the same guy from the film The Tower and he's given up building security because that last job was so stressful and so upsetting and now he works... with monkeys,
right?
He's taken on a new life with monkeys.
So it's all canon.
And it all goes wrong for him again. Imagine how unlucky and how bad he must feel. So I like doing that a lot. But I watched Minority Report today. I didn't really like it.
I didn't
really like it. That's my review there.
Tom Cruise, little revelation for me when I saw, in more ways than one, with Eyes Wide Shut. I remember trying to watch that when I was younger and not really getting it or caring about them. And then I watched it again as an adult and went, oh.
That's the dirty one, is it? I would see that. I would see that.
It's a film.
Let's go through Tom.
The one I didn't like was Show Me the Mummies.
Oh, well, we saw that in New York. That was shit. They were going to make loads of spin-offs of that with Russell Crowe as Jekyll and Hyde. And then nothing else came out. Think about that. It was rubbish.
He was too old. Danny Dan P. If you've seen Vanilla Sky,
yep.
Watch the Spanish version.
Don't.
The original one.
It's
it makes more sense.
It's
it makes
good.
More sense. He's too old to be carrying on like that
it's
in Vanilla Sky.
It's not as good.
It's supposed to be a young, spoiled brat.
Not as good. Yeah, I was thinking about that. It's not as good.
Yeah,
it's not actually. I tell you why. The Tom Cruise version is tighter. They've just tightened the
taken all the sense out of it.
No. They've tightened it. The Spanish one. First of all, they're speaking in Spanish. What is that about?
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, there's long silences.
What's wrong with that?
I don't like that. I like talking.
You are. YouTube generation. That's you.
I'm not. I'm MTV generation.
Well, you've turned into a YouTube generation.
Okay.
It's great.
Edge of Tomorrow is great. The film with my friend Tony Way in is good. That might be Edge of Tomorrow. Live, Repeat, Die. That's Edge of Tomorrow, isn't it? It's got two titles. That's good.
Eat, Pray, Love.
What was it? Eat, shoot, leaves. Eat, leaves, shoots. Eat. Anyway, doesn't matter.
That should be Kung Fu Panda 3, shouldn't
Kung
it? Eat, shoots, leaves.
Kung Fu Panda. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number. Don't be surprised, Delith, by the viewer figures. We've got some great stuff going on.
Rock
here.
Of Ages. You did a turn in that, didn't
you?
Oh,
we watched some of that. Were you here or did I phone you up and say, I'm watching this terrible
film? No, we watched it together. I started watching that on a film and went, oh, no, this is too shit even for me. And I love me some nonsense, right?
Well,
but that was too much.
Then Russell Brand turns up and I sort of was, I knew
Russell.
You were
pally with him at that point.
I was pally with him and he turned up. I was like, oh, my God.
Best not to mention it.
Don't mention Rock of Ages. Don't text him. Russ, mate, what is this? The thing is...
nice little earner, I'd say.
Well, exactly, because, you know, I've been in some absolute horseshit and it's paid the mortgage. So I would never call someone out for being in something that wasn't very good.
Cocktail, says Mike 29,
never seen
110,
it.
1977, was Pony. No, it wasn't Pony. It wasn't for you.
Magnolia was good. I nearly watched that the other day. Respect the cock.
Why?
Because he's like, I tell you what I would love to be, and I think I could do this. motivational speaker.
Oh, God.
Imagine me in a hotel, what do they call those, like conference room?
Yeah.
With, let's not get carried away, 1,000 people, right? They've all paid $100, right? Okay. That's $100,000.
You're
right?
Going to shout at them.
What do you want? Turn this down. What do you want from your life? You want to be you or you want to be me? Up here. I made $100,000. You spent $100. You are the loser. I am the winner. Say it. All right. You stand up. Who's the winner?
You are, sir.
I can't hear you. You are, sir. I can't hear you. You are, sir.
And people are going to pay for that, are they?
$100.
No. No.
Yeah, they will.
I think there's a bit more to it than that.
What? You tell me what's in it. What's more in it?
You've got to inspire people, not shout at them and make them frightened. You've got to make them
feel
like...
These people are pussies. These are snowflakes.
They may be, but you're not supposed to tell them that.
This is what you do. This is the trick you do, right? One of the guys, his wife on stage in front of everyone.
I don't want to.
Without
be part
even saying it, you just
even
invite
this imaginary scenario.
You invite her up on stage and in front of everyone, and you get the man up on stage to watch. How does this make you feel? And you're saying
don't
it to
do the image.
Saying
don't
it to him. How does this make you
stop
feel?
Stop it.
I'm your wife. How does this make you feel? I don't like it, sir. What? I don't like it, sir.
Right.
Great guy. Take over.
No more internet for you.
Honestly, I swear to God. I swear to God I can make this work. Get ready for what's your favourite. I can make that work. Big bucks. Big bucks, guys. Big bucks.
I'm just going to say Willy Wonka to whatever the question is.
Okie dokie. I'll say Batfink. Okay. Hello, Lisa.
Lisa.
You're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Lisa. I'm begging on my knees. I'm begging you please to come home.
Oh. Unmute yourself, put your camera on. Let's do this. Okay, that's
0203-286-6370 is the telephone number. Let's do the time warp again.
Oh, let's talk about our wonderful sponsors.
No, because I've just played an advert for 2 minutes.
Why? Why would you do that? Why? Why though? And where are you going now?
I'm gonna get some water.
What are you doing? Whoa. Big boy. Big boy, if you're new around here, is a feral cat.
Who the criminal is.
One moment, please.
Right. But then look at that little, look at him.
George! Big boy, why didn't you tell us what he was doing?
George, come on, dude.
What have you been
late
for?
I'll have a cup of tea.
Redbush. I'm back into the Redbush. We've got more viewers when we're not on screen. 02. Oh, we just missed Lisa. Right, let me do Lisa. And I'll say Batfink. Bam, 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 bam. Lisa, you're breaking my heart.
Hello.
Shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Lisa. Lisa, hello? We can't see you.
I don't know why that is.
There she is. Hello, Lisa. Hello, cats. Cats are in my bad books because I've got fleas. I haven't got any flea stuff, and George has just chewed up something in the other room, so this is not a great time to talk about cats. Not a great time to talk cats here. How can we help you, Lisa?
Just want to say hi.
Hiya. How was your weekend?
She did something funny yesterday.
Who did what?
She did something that made me laugh yesterday.
Go on. Cats are the best for making you laugh. What did they do?
I was playing with a game with my controller, and it was vibrating, and she started hissing at it, thinking it was alive.
What an absolute melt.
She won't go anywhere near it.
My cats are getting on my nerves. I had four of them on the bed last night, and my back was killing me, and I couldn't stretch out, and they were getting on my nerves. And then they've all got fleas, and I've got fleas now, and and then Big Boy is you know, is being great, but it's just, oh man, alive! I've had enough of these cats. I want a week away. You should be able to, like, send your cats away for a week and have them replaced with a dog. That's what I was thinking of buying some, like, mice or guinea pigs or something the other day. Thought about, I might get some little guinea pigs or little Russian. I think they're Russian guinea pigs that are cuter than, like, proper guinea pigs because they're just, like, weird. And Russian guinea pigs.
Also, they're hamsters.
Russian hamsters. Anything else, Lisa?
What's your favourite colour?
What's my favourite cod?
Colour.
My favourite colour is Batfink, and Catherine's is Willy Wonka. Thanks for calling. 0203-286-6370. You can call in about absolutely anything you want. But before we do that, it's sponsor time. We're all feeling fine with the sponsor time. It's sponsor time. Okay, let's say hello to our sponsors. We can't do this show without our sponsors. This is our... I'll tell you what. We'll go there in a second. First up is gelaw.co.uk. We can't get rid of these guys, even if we tried. Richard Gregorian, family law solicitors. What can we say? You know, hopefully you won't be getting divorced because it sucks. If you do, go to gelaw.co.uk. They are very humane. Humanist, they're probably not humanist, but they'll treat you like a human being and they'll treat you with respect and they won't be all combative. We're doing a talent show on November the 18th. Send an email to this email address if you want to be part of it. Richard has put up £200. At the moment, the talent show is sponsored by Gregorian Emerson Family Law Solicitors and Poseidon Safety Management. So thank you to Nick and Zeus because they've put up £201 and a penny. Devon and Cornwall, whole lot safer because of Nick and his team. Nick was a young man, a bit lost, didn't really know where he wanted to go, what he wanted to do. Decided to set up a security company and now does his best to make his local area, thank you Catherine,
welcome,
better. Helps out, offers free services to you know, schools and pubs and nurseries that may need it, and just wants to make a difference. The talent show on November the 18th, so far sponsored by Poseidon and by Gregorian Emerson Family Law Solicitors, abbycare.co.uk, Specialist Addictions Recovery Clinics. I got clean in the rooms. When they say the rooms, I mean NA. But a lot of people go to recovery centres. I very seriously considered it. When I got clean 16 years ago, very seriously considered it and then didn't. And it is still a possibility this time around. We'll see how things go. And if I did go, I would go here. Because, they very kindly invited me if I wanted to go and I passed. But I did check it out. And they do the works. They introduce you to the 12 steps, which personally I think is essential in any form of addiction recovery. You get talking therapies, you get group therapy, you get one-on-one, you see a medical doctor. It's all kinds of stuff. Really, really nice grounds as well. Wonderful building. Thoroughly recommend it. If you mention this advert, you get 25% discount, abbycare.co.uk. It's our last week for now with 34sp.com web hosting with a difference. The difference being if you use the code TLNA, you will get 3 months web hosting absolutely free. And you might just have a vague idea of something you want to do. Get it for free. Have a tinker around. If at the end of the 3 months you go, I can't be bothered, What have you lost? You've not lost anything. Or this could be the start as we enter lockdown two. On the rocks. I'm not doing Electric Boogaloo because everyone else does. I'm doing On the Rocks, like Arthur too. This could be the start of your side hustle that could become your main hustle. So have a look. It's also, we are going to build a website on there at some point. But also, I know some of you are doing podcasts and stuff like that. And it's, yeah, podcasts can be hosted by Acast or whoever is hosting it. But it's kind of nice to have a website as well that people can go to, that you can then sell your merch from, you can put videos up, you can do all that kind of stuff. So 34sp.com.
It's like the cool clubhouse we never had when we were kids. Yeah. We can get it now, can't we?
Please. It's our last week with them. So thank you for your support. If you would like to sponsor the show, advertise with the show, sponsor. We can't do the show without these sponsorships. Again, this feeds our kids. LateNightAlternative@gmail.com. LateNightAlternative, like @gmail.com. It's hundreds rather than thousands. We've got a really exciting company. We've got some Japanese music joining us next week.
Very cool.
Some Japanese music is joining us next week.
You have been listening to a Rabbit Hole production. Boing!
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.